nothing in the Old Testament serves as law for Christians today. Precepts, ordinances, commandments, statutes, not even principles, which is the main way the Bible teaches, principle. Not even principles apply today. Nothing applies today. Let's talk about that from some passages. First of all, you'll remember Hebrews chapter 7, verse 12. The Bible says there, "For the priesthood being changed, there is made of necessity a change also of the law." Now, if we were to examine the context, what's going on there is the point is being made by the writer of Hebrews that Jesus is our high priest. Yet, if we're under the Old Testament priesthood, Jesus couldn't be a priest because he was from the tribe of Judah, not from the tribe of Levi. So, the writer concludes that the priesthood must have changed. And then he concludes, there is made of necessity a change also of the law. Now, did you notice his argument? Here's the writer's argument. Since one part of the law has changed, the whole thing must have changed. He said the priesthood's changed. We know that because Jesus is a priest, and he couldn't be a priest under the old way. Well, if the priesthood's changed, the writer says, of necessity, there's been a change of the law. In other words, the writer is assuming this point. If one part of that law has changed, then all of it must have changed. If that's not true, this argument doesn't make any sense. Notice, let's also read Galatians 3, 24 and 25. "Wherefore the law was our schoolmaster to bring us into Christ, that we might be justified by faith. But after that faith has come, we are no longer under a schoolmaster." So we see the schoolmaster is identified as the law in verse 24, and then verse 25 says we're not under the law. Now it doesn't say, as the Seventh-day Adventists would like it to say, we're not under the ceremonial part of the law. Or it doesn't say we're not under 99% of the law. It says we're no longer under the schoolmaster. The law. That's all of it. Every bit of it. And then one last passage on this point. Galatians chapter 5 verse 3. Paul says, "For I testify to every man that is circumcised, he is a debtor to do the whole law." This is, to me, is a lot like the argument made in Hebrews 7:12, but from the reverse. Here the point is that if you're going to go back and try to bind even just one law in the Old Testament, then to be consistent, you have to bind the whole thing. So just like Hebrews 7:12 is teaching, it's all or nothing. It's all or nothing. Number two, we're under the New Testament law today exclusively. Hebrews 9:15 says, "And for this cause," he, talking about Jesus, "is the mediator of the New Testament." It didn't say Jesus is the mediator of the New Testament plus a few parts of the Old Testament. It didn't say that. It just says he's the mediator of the New Testament. Hebrews 7:22 says, "By so much was Jesus made a surety of a better testament." The contrast there, when you talk about better testament, I have two or three cars at my house, and one is newer, is better than the other. You're contrasting one car with the other. The contrast here is the New Testament is better than the Old Testament. Verses 18 and 19 says, "A disannulling of the law." So the New Testament is being contrasted with the Old Testament. Not a conglomeration of the New Testament with some of the best things out of the Old. Well, things that we think are good out of the Old, contrasted with the Old Testament. It's the New Testament exclusively contrasted with the Old. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verse 6 says, "Who also hath made us able ministers of the New Testament." We're ministers of the New Testament only, not a combination of the New Testament and what we think, again, are a few good rules out of the Old Testament. It never says that. It's always exclusively the New Testament.